Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Something on your mind? Something you'd like to talk about? We'd love to talk about it with you. Give us a call right now if you can at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, we've talked a lot this week and last week about saying no to sin, how the grace of God teaches us to say no to sin. And what we find out there, sadly, is that so many Christians are going at it the wrong way. Yeah. Instead of trusting in the power of God himself, the Holy Spirit living in them to be their victory, they're trying to fight sin through self-effort, through human effort, and that's just never going to work. We may try to implement rules and regulations, and every time we fall and stumble, we make the rules and regulations a little stricter, a little harder, tighten down the rein, so to speak, and we find out it just never works. The more we try to legislate our lives through law, the more difficult it is for us to experience the abundant life that Christ has come to give us. And we find this in Colossians chapter 2. So this is the wrong way to try to say no to sin. This isn't wisdom. This isn't godly wisdom. This is human wisdom, but it's not godly wisdom. And here's what Paul had to say. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used according to human precepts and teachings. So why do we do that? Why do we submit ourselves to do not handle, do not taste, do not touch? I wrote in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, that do not handle, do not taste, do not touch does not work.
It does not work at all.
Try as you may, it's just not going to work out well for you. Now, Paul says these have indeed an appearance of wisdom. It looks like the right thing to do,
but
that appearance of wisdom really comes forth from leaning on our own understanding. We know we have sin living inside of us. We know we live in a world filled with temptations. We know we have conflict deep within us. How do we overcome that? Well, what appears wise is a bunch of rules and regulations, the do nots of life. But that's not real wisdom. That's just an appearance of wisdom. Now, they have an appearance in promoting self-made religion. That's the problem. There's a lot of people trying to live out a self-made religion. That's why you are struggling. You've got to let go of the self-made religion and rely on Christ himself. Christ is God's gift to you. Christ is alive, living in you. Christ has already demonstrated his power over sin and death through the resurrection. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. You don't have to rely on all of these elemental principles of the world. You can trust in the resurrected Jesus Christ. You can tap into that power, and in doing so, you're going to be able to say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ. So getting back to this appearance of wisdom, they promote self-made religion, asceticism, and severity to the body, but they are of no value. Listen to that. They are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. We can try to prohibit all of these things from happening, but none of the things that we do are going to curb that in the least. The only way that we can say no to sin and yes to Jesus is by walking in the Spirit, tapping into the resurrected power of Jesus Christ himself. So if somebody is telling you this is the way you overcome these particular sins in your life by submitting to elemental rules and regulations, all you're going to be doing is walking in self-made religion.
Yeah.
Don't walk down that path.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Just don't do it.
See, what do we do? We put a don't do.
Yeah, there you go.
Do not walk down that path.
Yeah, there we go.
But really, folks, I struggled with this. I know every single human being mm-hmm. on this planet who has come to know Jesus Christ personally has struggled with this conflict. And at some point, we have all resorted to human effort.
Yeah.
We have all tried to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And every time we did, we fell flat on our faces. It's time to stop falling flat on our faces and to trust in the resurrected power of Jesus to lift us up, to overcome, so that we can walk in the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of the conversation at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S. Toll free 844-322-2742. Well, friends, we're down to the final 4 days of our fiscal year, and we really need your help to get across the finish line and keep that Basic Gospel message going that Bob so eloquently delivered just a moment ago. And Richard, yesterday, Bob said that we need about $70,000 to get us across the finish line and take it possibly to new listeners as well. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the importance of reaching that goal.
Well, if we can reach that goal and surpass that goal, then we can have some serious conversations with various service providers, radio, internet, wherever,
right,
that will expand the outreach. Because we don't do that without paying for it. We don't agree to something like that unless we know we have the money in hand. And you all have been amazing at helping us do that this fiscal year. We want to finish this fiscal year and be able to look at the next fiscal year and say, where do you want us to go, Lord? I mean, this isn't us looking for radio stations. This is Jesus himself bringing them to us and saying, you have an opportunity to go on the air here. And when that comes to us, we know it's because the gospel needs to be heard in that location at that time, at that particular time of the day on that station.
Right.
There may be other perfectly good, wonderful ministries talking, but at that time of the day, they're not there.
Yes.
God knows that. He fills in that open spot, and lives are changed. It's all because of him, and it's all because you respond to him that we do what we do.
So, friends, of course, we ask you to step up and help as much as you can to make this happen and to help spread this Basic Gospel message to others, as Richard said, who need to hear it. Please go online and donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can mail a check to Basic Gospel. You can use the address 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can always find that address on our website at basicgospel.net. You can also give through the Basic Gospel Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Other cross-border listeners can use PayPal to make your donation. And we thank all of you who step up to be a part of taking this message forward. And Bob, Richard is not a Southern boy like you and me, but I did hear him use the term y'all just a moment ago.
Sorry.
Transformation.
Yes.
It's the renewing of the mind.
Right.
It's showing forth.
By beholding, I've become changed.
Indeed. 844-322-2742. Come on in, friends. Be a part of this edition. We want to talk whatever it is on your mind. We want to talk to you about it. In the meantime, a question from Larry. It says, would you clarify Luke 9:23 for me? I think Jesus is talking about denying self-righteousness and relying on his salvation. Is our daily cross the consequences of our own sin life? Also, Luke 9:24, he is again telling us that it's his salvation and not ours.
Well, it's a great question, and I think in the context, Jesus is really talking about salvation, what he's come to bring, what he is offering. He's offering life. He's offering a place in his kingdom, and there's only one way to get in, and that's through new birth. So the gospel story is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first chapter of that story is death.
Yeah.
No one ever thinks of good news beginning with death. But here God has delivered something that is good news for all of mankind, that's to bring joy to every human being who receives it. And that good news starts with the death of Jesus Christ. And if we're to enter into that good news, if we're to have a place in the kingdom, then we die in Christ as well and come alive just as he was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's talking about. Now, some people like to take this and say we have to die daily. We have to die daily to those struggles and that sort of thing. And I think when you project this further into the New Testament and you see the writings of Paul and Peter and John, it's just reckoning. It's just recognizing the fact that we died in Christ and that we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. So if we're struggling, we need to consider ourselves dead to sin, because that's the truth. That's our reality. We died in Christ. He died to sin. When we died in him, we died to sin as well, so that we could live to righteousness. So it's the reckoning. It's the recognizing the truth of what is true for all of us that who are in Christ, that we have died with him, we've been baptized into his death, and then we have been raised to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, related, very tightly coupled. You were just talking about it. You know, all of these rules and regulations that we come up with to keep ourselves clean and to tie ourselves down so that we won't make mistakes, you know, they have no power at all. And so if we have died to sin, that also means we have died to the law.
Yes.
The law did that to us. It killed us. Did exactly what it was supposed to do so that we could come alive to Jesus Christ. Never, never let yourself get tied up again in some sort of behavior modification approach to this Christian life. Jesus is saying that here. I mean, if you want a cross, pick up the law and see how that works.
Yeah.
That's a cross.
Yeah.
Die to that. Come alive to Christ. Let the Holy Spirit lead us moment by moment, step by step through life, and you will discover change that you never thought was possible.
Yes, yes, indeed. Great insights, Richard. Thank
indeed.
You.
Indeed. Larry, thank you for your question. I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Again, open lines, 844-322-2742. Guys, an email writer says that his grandmother is a follower of a heretical cult. They claim there is no sin, no hell, no devil. He says he and his father have tried and tried to read scriptures to her to no avail. And so what do you say to someone to get through to someone who is in a cult situation like this and just really is bought into it?
Well, I think all you can do in a situation like that is to continue to deliver the word, and not just your take on the word or your interpretation of the word, but actually read the Bible. Read the Bible and let the power of the word of God have its effect in that particular situation. So I would encourage you to continue to do that. And second thing is to pray that the Holy Spirit would open up her eyes so that she can see the truth of Jesus Christ. But there's a lot of things that she's holding on to that are really antithetical to the Word of God and really anti-God. If you say you have no sin, the Bible says you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. If you say that you have no sin, you're making God out to be a liar. So you're really looking at God in the face and saying, you know, what you've said, what you've clearly said, what bears itself out in human experience, I totally reject. I totally deny. So somebody saying that they have no sin is just totally deceiving themselves. Back in the Apostle John's day, he addressed that in his first letter, 1 John. So there were people that were saying they had no sin. There were people that were denying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that only spirit was good and flesh was evil. And so they were just eliminating, destroying the gospel message itself. And it sounds like that's what she's doing as well. So it morphed into what that heretical teaching morphed into was Gnosticism, and that Gnosticism is certainly alive and well today. So keep delivering the Word of God. Keep giving her the information that this is an eyewitness account. When we read the gospel stories, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you really take a step back and look at them for what they are, these are four men just writing out what they've seen, what they've experienced in their encounter with Jesus Christ. So they are giving an eyewitness account. And John does that in 1 John as well. What we've seen, what we've heard, what we've beheld concerning the word of life, this is what we present to you. So read it and give it that eyewitness account feel to her, and then just leave the results in God's hands. You cannot persuade her. You may get her to be interested, to take a deeper look, but really only the Holy Spirit has the power to open up her eyes to see Jesus for who he really is.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we have many ways that you can pose a question to us here at Basic Gospel. First and foremost, we'd love to hear your voice on the live broadcast at 844-322-2742. If you can't get to us while we're actually on the air live, you can call that same number anytime, day or night, 844-322-2742. You can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Right now, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. And, Bob, we haven't heard from you in regard to our trip coming up to Israel next year. What's anything new on that front?
Well, folks are signing up, and I'm just really excited about that. And to be able to visit the place where Jesus bled and died, he gave himself up for us, the place where he was raised from the dead, to see that place where our redemption was bought and paid for by Jesus Christ himself, is a trip beyond imagination. It is overwhelming spiritually, and it's a wonderful investment in a person's life. And we're going to take this trip and look at all of these places through this new covenant in which we live today. And that does something to you. It really, really does. And so if you would like to join us next year, it's May 25th through June 6th of 2019. All the information is at our website, basicgospel.net. We have a banner at the very top of the page, our homepage. Just click that and you'll find all the information. But I think these spots are going to go quickly. And if you would like to come and join us, I would encourage you to register as quickly as you can. You don't have to have all the money up front. There is a way to pay that off in time, and all of that information is on that website.
Yeah.
But I would say register as quickly as you possibly can.
Yes, click the banner at the top of the page at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks. Let's go to Independence, Kansas, and talk to Laban. Hi, Laban.
Hello. Say, I've heard some old teachings of wonderful J. Vernon McGee, and he made a comment that kind of jabbed me, that just because we have God's Spirit, that doesn't give us power any more than we had power before. And I would personally add or kind of correct or adjust that statement, that we do have the power. I mean, our awareness and our eyes are open to God and his leading. But what it kind of challenges me with is the idea that as far as power, I still have to let and put and those instructions that Paul gives us, you know, that puts the responsibility back on me to put it in action, what the Spirit is leading me to. Is that making sense?
Well, Laban, you call that faith. I mean, what you're talking about is that life of faith.
Sure.
So
and walking by faith and not by sight, in the Spirit and not by the flesh.
Yes.
Yeah, your comment earlier that how the law is no good in controlling the flesh.
It is not. It is not.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Paul said it stirs up sin, and we all know that to be true. You know, we used to give this illustration, and you know, a big sign on a fence with a hole in it, don't look in the hole. And, you know, I've done that. I've walked by fences and seen that. And, boy, I just
the line
immediately.
Forms to the right.
Yeah, it's like a magnet drawing me to that hole to look through it.
Right.
Well,
right.
It says the law stirs up sin. And that's exactly what it does, why sin is in us. And so when the law, nothing wrong with the law is holy, righteous, and good. But when it flows through me, it gives sin an opportunity. And sin never misses an opportunity. Have you discovered that to be true? It never misses an opportunity.
Yeah. One of those verbs that it tells us we're responsible for is crucify the flesh.
Yes.
And just like the flip side of that is reckon yourself to be dead to the flesh and to the law.
And that's a part of this faith walk. Is that reckoning yourself dead to sin? Why? Because it's true. That's true. Your old man has been crucified. So it's dead and gone. So Laban, you'll never be that old man that was dead spiritually, that was devoid of the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God living in you, and you can never go back to that old guy. So you just have to recognize that truth, and part of the Spirit's job living in you is to continually to inform your mind of that very truth. And he does. He never sleeps. He's always active. He's always working inside of us. And so as we respond to him by faith, that's when that real power is tapped into.
Right. Yeah, and maybe that power is the love that he puts in our hearts.
Absolutely.
And
you think about all the desires of the flesh, they are aimed at harming others for your own benefit. Yeah. Putting others down, making them feel little so that you'll feel big. If you push that into the sexually immoral category, it's objectifying, marginalizing somebody so that you can receive pleasure. It's always about harming somebody in order to make yourself feel good. Well, love is the very opposite of that. Love does no harm to its neighbor. So when, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we start being controlled, and that's that walk of faith, that's that walk in love, we start being controlled by the very love of God, we begin to see people differently based on how God sees them, and then our actions follow suit. So that's how all of this works.
A dear friend of mine, I said, we're not under the law. He said, yeah, we're under the lawgiver. You know, and now abide in him, right?
Yeah. But he's the lover,
and
so that's that's what he's all about.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Laban. We're out of time. Sure, appreciate your great question.
Well, thank you.
Always good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Once again, friends, I want to remind you that you can stay connected to Basic Gospel through the Basic Gospel app. If you haven't yet downloaded it, I hope you will. Friends, only 4 days remain before our fiscal year ends, and we really need your help for Basic Gospel to reach that needed goal. We have about $70,000 yet to go, but we know that God works through you, his people, and we know that this is not an insurmountable goal, so please help as you can. Donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. You can mail a check to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310. That's in Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners, please donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. And other cross-border listeners can donate through PayPal. So a lot of good ways to help reach those who need to hear of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also want to remind you that overnight, if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss, 844-322-2742 is available. It's available 24 hours a day. So give us a call and record your question. We'll pose it to Bob and Richard and allow them to answer it here at Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time on this very same station. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.